Welcome to This Black Girl Podcast. I am one half of your host, Ola.Miss.Lola.
And I am another half of one of your lovely hosts, Akviel Diva on IG. Almost forgot my own IG handle there, but don't watch that. And we're here with our wonderful guest on season two.
Her. Absolutely. We are here. We know him as Donovan, but y'all may know him as Obomba Ross Clata on the TikToks.
They better not censor his name on here.
They can't.
Never.
It's a username.
Thank you.
Well, guys, thanks for having me. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
So what's the tea? What are we talking about today?
Well, first and foremost, I want to congratulate you for 1 million likes. Don't forget.
We did that.
I'm just saying, because especially with Toronto's very gatekeeping. You can't do this because I've done this. Yeah. You can't do that because that person's done this.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see that kind of growth and celebration that's happening just in our city.
No, you're absolutely right.
Like, you know, seeing people elevate one another. So, of course, say his name. Obomba Ross Clata. At 1 million likes. Don't forget it. Yes.
A million. Honestly, it was crazy because I got that like 4 months. Like, deadass. 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what inspired you to even just hop on TikTok to begin with?
Oh, God.
Because people love to say TikTok's a young person app. It's for the pick me them.
Right. So there's two things with that. One thing is I'm not a TikToker. Like, I tell people often I'm not a TikToker. TikTok's people that do the dance, do other things.
Yeah.
I deadass just post my Instagram stories. That's literally what I do.
Okay.
It's no jokes, not a haha hee hee. It's just like I do on my Instagram, and then whatever's like the funniest on my Instagram, I'll just post it on TikTok and just do like a little caption at the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. That's smart.
Well, because what I've seen at least from most of your posts on TikTok have been like, you know, dating related stories, but as well as like, you know, little sprinkles of activism and stuff, you know, standing up for trans rights, standing up for gay rights.
Period.
I saw the last post that you did recently where this white man was talking about, because he mentioned he was a dancer.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, work. Like,
do you Vogue?
Yeah, do you Vogue? Do you ballroom? Because that to me is like the fundamentals.
Thank you.
Okay? Especially in like queerness. In the space of queerness, that's basic.
Yeah.
You have to at least know a little sketch.
Something.
Right? So.
No, for real.
That's true. So like, when he's like, oh, I don't do that black people bullshit. Yeah, black people bullshit.
What?
Oh no, he did not.
No,
and then he's
dropped.
From the Britney generation. I was like,
what? Yeah.
I'm like, but I'm pretty sure that Britney was like, show me a sign.
Like, it's not even that though. It's just like, for me, it's like, okay, you can be a Britney generation, but like, if you're gonna be high with your chest because of that, it's because the black trans made you the opportunity to feel strong enough for you to do that and
Thank
be safe
you.
In that on the road to sit with your high chest.
Facts. Boop. No, on that period, all of it.
Preach.
Because it's true. And it's just like what I was like, screw, because I went in your inbox and I was like, excuse me?
That's what, right? I didn't even know what to say. Like, my mouth dropped on the phone. Like, what do you say to this? Like, I don't want to cuss you off. I just literally blocked it. I'm like, I'm not entertaining this. I'm not entertaining it. Like, what are we going to entertain this for?
Well, you brought up a key fact that I was like, just like staring at my phone, like, yes, bitch, yes, yes. Because you said like, how dare you be so dismissive to call something like this black people bullshit, but you want to be in black people's assholes though and sucking our cocks. And I was
confusion. Like, how do you guys do that?
You preach
full confusion. So I was like, yes, I loved it.
But he's been doing it to other people because like a lot of other black men hit me up saying, oh my God, that's the guy. And I'm like, what do you mean that's the guy? He goes, oh, he said the same thing to me. I'm like, weird. What?
So he's just trolling.
It's a troll.
It could be a troll or it could be a fetish at the same time. You also think of it like, you mean like downgrading, not downgrading a black person, but he could be turned on by that. Like, you know, like, fuck black people, but come fuck me. Like, you know?
Yeah. Trust me. No, that is unfortunately the thing.
Girl, you just brought back trauma.
I was gonna say, trauma. I felt the trauma. I saw it in your eyes.
You know exactly what I'm coming out with right now. Okay. Okay, so dating online, I would love to hear about the perspective as a gay man. I love it. Especially even if you have trans friends or friends, you know, that are other gender identities.
Yeah.
Because for me, as even a damn straight woman, straight-ish. Mama, don't be watching this episode. But as a bisexual woman who, you know, is looks cisgender looking, you know, whatever you want to call
right,
it.
Right.
But people assume.
Let's go with the term straight passing.
Straight passing.
Yeah.
Woman, like, some guys will come out with stuff, you know, thinking that this is cool.
Yeah.
Or they'll have a fetish. Oh, can I tell you about my fetish?
Yeah.
And I had a man that said, "Oh, can I, you know, have you ever done, you know, humiliation in the bedroom?" And da 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 da. And my philosophy is like, when it comes to the bedroom, I feel like it's the only place where humans should be. Like, it should be the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, you don't care what anyone's thinking. You're just going with the flow, how you feel.
The door's locked.
But
yeah.
So I'm thinking this man, when he said humiliation, I think he like really wants to slap me or call me bitch and you know, hey little slut. You know, I'm like, okay. But you know, he comes out with, can I call you the N-word? I'm like, what?
No cap.
Yes.
Not massa. Oh my god.
Thank you. I'm like, what does my ancestors have to do with this? Like, really, I'm sorry. Truly. I'm like, it's not Throwback Thursday. It's throwback way to 1905.
It's
like,
giving me Flashback Fridays.
I was triggered. I'm still triggered by it.
I remember I sent her, when she told me the story, I was like, I'm like, look. If he wants to go there, if you're comfortable with it, you can bring it there as long as he's bringing reparations. Want to, every time you call me that N-word, I better be seeing $100 in my account.
Pay my ancestors if you're going to pay it back.
But see, since we're talking about that, God. Like, okay, so there's this one man that hit me up on Grindr, the doo-doo pap.
I love that.
So this man hit me up, and like, it was a white man, obviously. So I was at a park. I went to like a gay camping site, Cedars Camping Grounds. It's like, it's a gay like campgrounds. Like, it's very fun. Like, we all should go one day. Like, it's actually so much fun.
Agreed.
So when I went there, some guy hit me up, and what he wanted me to do was humiliate him, but in the sense of like, he wanted me to walk him like a dog in public.
Okay.
I was okay with it until two things. I'm also known on TikTok, so I'm like, I'm not doing that. And second thing, I'm a fucking black man that is gay. Where am I going with this white man on a leash to a Tim Hortons?
Oh, I'm dying because you know what? Six Buzz posted a video like a few months ago of a girl who did that, but it was a white girl. A white girl came in with her white man on a leash and walked into the store, ordered her coffee or whatever, and he's just like, I don't know, in like all black leather or whatever, and he's just like wagging his fake tail or whatever, and I'm like, look, I feel really mixed about it because it's like, I don't want to tell somebody what they can and can't like, especially when what they're doing is harmless in theory.
Right.
But like, when you bring it to my front yard and onto my porch and expect me to do that, there needs to be
reparations.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of.
I don't know, like, why they feel so strong that they need to do that. Like, I don't know. I felt so weird. I'm okay with it if I took a photo. We'll do photos. I'll do a full photo shoot with you on your knees.
Yeah.
And you, me choking you down. But for me to walk you to a Tim Hortons, be like, pay for this. What? I can't.
I could do it.
Really?
If the price was right.
He never brought up a dollar. He just said he wanted me to do it. He said he wanted to indulge you in
your shame for free.
He said for me to bring him to my friends and tell him to do things like lick my feet, nyamo my bati, and all these things. I'm like, so like, these are my friends. So you want me to go with you to your friend? Like, we're here right now, okay?
Right.
So imagine the guy's here. He's like, he wants me to put him on the table, pet him like a dog, sit, boy. And if he doesn't listen, I have to choke him. What the fuck?
That's work. I'm expecting a salary.
I like that. Punch in, punch out. Don't even have to punch in, punch out.
Yeah,
in pain.
And that's the thing. Like, for me, I like domination. So I love the idea of having a man on a fucking leash. Like, I love the idea of that. But like you said, when it becomes into real world situations, it's like, what in the hell am I doing with this man on the leash right now?
Right?
You know, in public, or someone's trying to eat their breakfast with their daughter. Mommy, why is that man on the leash? Like,
facts. That's
so,
what I'm saying.
It's too much. It's just not time or place friendly. But that's also part of it for him.
Part of the kink. Yes,
it
part
is.
Of exactly the kink, right? So for me, like, guy, I can't do that in public. I have to know, unless we're going to Oasis, I will walk you on a leash in Oasis.
You've been there?
I have never been to Oasis.
I've never been there.
I honestly, it's definitely on my bucket list. I have to go. I want to see what there is to see. I hear that it's not as, you know, amazing, unless, like, you're bringing all your hot friends and all that, you know what I mean? Dressed up with their makeup on, looking like porn stars. I hear it's a lot of, like, you know,
natties.
Yeah, a lot of plumber butts going on. Plumber butts, not plumber backs plumber. And fronts.
Not Mario.
Yeah, Luigi. Mario, Luigi, everybody, oh, no. All in the family. But
no, that's, it's a mess.
But I want to try it. I would definitely go. I feel like they should have, like, a...
But for me, though, like, I'm down with that, but you will not catch me in the pool. You will not. You will not. Because there's something like that called Steamworks on Church Street, but it's only, like, for men. But, like, I heard, like, okay, so they wash towels every day, but I heard, like, there's feces everywhere. Like,
everywhere. What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why feces?
What are they getting? Dig on their body holder,
man. That's true.
But here's the thing. There should be, like, for understanding the nature of what Xenos or bathhouse places are for, there should be, like, you know, a little, like, enema stall,
bidet,
something. But then also, people tend to be nasty.
Oh,
yeah. And when they're in the moment, and they're apparently on drugs, too, like, doing things.
No, they're on drugs. They're like, yeah.
Okay, so Steamworks, like, I need to hear about this, though.
I've never been. I want to go. So what happens, what I've heard, is that you go with friends, and you have to rent a locker.
Okay.
You could spend, it's 24 hours. Some people literally, like, it's cheaper than a hotel room, so some people just go there and just spend the night. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, $25. You got, like, your own room, but, like, you hear people fucking, and people are fucking in that room.
Yeah,
walk with a towel on. And you just go cruising. So cruising is like, you're just like naked looking for what you want to look for.
Yes. Also, so instead of like, for example, cruising on Church Street or cruising in the clubs or something like that, it's just more like a more intimate space
No, so I feel like cruising for the gay terms outside, like not in like in a closed area outside, is like you're literally like, I want to see your dick is out. Or like you're showing something, like you're cruising. And then like you just walk and you just catch to see who wants your attention. Because when I went to Cocky Island, cruisers galore.
God damn, Cocky Island is an island for this?
Oh, I call it Cocky Island, Highlands Point.
Oh, yeah, what's
the Nude Beach. In Toronto.
Yeah, I've never been.
Really?
Girl, I have no life.
Oh, no.
I'm there like almost every weekend. Yeah.
I was going to say, bucket list. Must
again.
Attend.
Yeah.
Just be comfortable, not only with yourself, but with seeing other people naked. Because that's another thing. A lot of people will go just for FOSS.
Yeah.
And then when they see, like, you know, maybe... a tanned butt, a pasty butt, a wrinkly butt, and then like, oh my God.
But remember, like, remember that though. Right. This is their safe space, and you're coming to invade it. So if you're not comfortable, do not go.
Yeah. Facts.
Do not go.
Facts. Do not go. Very do not. Enter.
Don't dare laugh. Don't dare record. Like, that's their safe space. Like, why would you do that? Just because you want to go, ha ha hee. That's someone's life in their body, and they're comfortable in it. So don't do that.
And it's that's true. The other thing, especially. Well, especially because I know with that beach, it's clothing optional. So it's like, if they're respecting your boundaries that you don't want to necessarily be fully nude, fully naked, what have you, respect the fact that when they do, like, that's where they wanted to do it. Like, you already know me, I'm a nudist galore. If I could, I would walk out my house, not a single damn thing on, especially in this weather.
I like that.
Right?
Especially in this weather. Oh my gosh.
I like that.
So true.
But since I can't, it's a cute one. So, you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I like that. Yeah.
So, now, I was going to ask you as well, like, situations where, you know, a man approaches you or an interest, a love interest, whatever they are, like, when is it okay to approach? When is it, like, inappropriate? Do you have, like, limits when a man's trying to approach you? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I honestly, for the last, like, few months, like, I've seen it all. I had no, like, it's crazy. Like, I had one man, like, try to talk to me, and, like, you know, like, very, like, romantic, like, how are you? Very good looking. I had a man that doesn't know me from fucking Adam. He came up to me and just started making out on my neck.
What? Yeah. Is this like, at a club?
No, this is outside. This is outside. I'm like, hey, how are you? Hey, and just started making out with this on my neck. Yeah. I was like, I was turned on like a switch, yes, but I was like, I do not know you.
Right.
And COVID in the context of COVID.
Oh, wait,
COVID?
It gets kinkier. So I was out on Church Street and some guy followed me on TikTok. He goes, wow, you're so funny. So I was like, okay, bye. The man held my head. I started making, like, took his tongue and stuck it down him and hit my uvula. I was like, work.
Down your
hot, but like, fucking wearing a panini and like, why are we doing this? Like, I don't know you.
I'm shook because all I would be thinking of is like, sir, did you even brush your teeth?
Right. I'm here like, why? Like,
you need to wear a mask. Put your mask on and then.
I'm not your mask. I'm not your mask.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen it all, but like, I don't think like, I'm not saying like I'm okay with it, but it's just like, just have boundaries. Like, I'm still a human being. Like, yeah, no matter how fun, outgoing I am, it's just like, you still don't know me from jack shit.
That's
why
true.
Would you do that?
That's true. And there is that fine line between like, familiarity from, you know, apps and stuff like that, and then when they actually see you, it's
but true. It's just like with people, when they do that, they feel like they know me so well that it was okay for them to, you do not know me. I'm crazy. Like, you know, I would have licked you the fuck down, but yeah. I'm like, I was drunk, so I was like, you know what, this is cute, he's cute, so work.
Well, okay, because that the other concept, because like I always see all the time you're posting like the classic phrase, are you the guy from TikTok?
Yeah,
are
you the guy from TikTok? Literally, that's what
like,
my name
everybody
is.
Everybody else is, are you the guy from TikTok? and like it's cute that you post everyone because I know you appreciate the support,
yeah,
but I'm sure you're also like probably a little sick of it because
it's not that, it's just like for me, it's just okay. So when someone goes, you're the guy from TikTok, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't get it. Do you want a photo? Do you want a high five? Do you want a hug? Do you want a dance? Like, yeah. For the most part, do you want a photo? So I'm like, okay, come. We'll do it. I'll post it. I'm like, yeah. Because I find it, so you're the guy from TikTok. Okay, what happens there? I say, okay, what happens
yes,
then?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Bye. Have a day.
Then the ball's in their court and make out with you. Like, you're like, let me quickly redirect this.
Right? Yeah, immediately.
Well, because, like, parasocial relationships, especially, like, if people very, like, really, really curate who they follow. Fair. Right? They watch certain people all the time, every day. If you're posting every day, something, yeah, they feel like they know you,
yeah,
because you're posting almost daily. So yeah, it's like they feel like they're with you every day. They don't know that that was
true,
something from 2 weeks ago. They don't know that
you're
something happened
right
last night and you're talking about it today.
Yeah.
Like, so they think like they're on the journey with
you.
They're
so, no,
they're
for
like,
real.
You know, so to the point that you will eventually get randoms that will start caping for you. If something goes
true
a little left, they'll be like, you did this to him last night.
Yeah.
And they're like, this should happen last week.
That's what
mean
I tell people. Like, I'm like, honestly, be careful. Because do you guys fuck with me? I don't have to move a muscle.
Yeah.
I just have to just put your face, whatever. Good luck.
Good luck. Right. So it's just like,
put it in his hand.
It is above me now.
Yeah. It's above me.
So it's wild that parasocial relationships, people keep you so hard thinking like they know you like that, even though they don't quite fully know you. And when you do share personal stories or things that happen, especially on the Dudup app, you know?
Okay, why is it called the Dudup app after?
Okay, so like if someone were to message me right now, it makes a grrrr, a noise. I made that noise and like gave it like the name like Dudup. Like if you keep getting messages, it just says Dudup, 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 like you hear it. So like, yeah.
And it's a cute way to like talk about what you're talking about without saying what you want to say before you get taken down or whatever.
No, for real.
Because I don't know, TikTok hates the gays.
And the blacks.
I was gonna say, and the blacks. And you're gay and black.
Yeah.
So, it's just
double
like
homicide. Yeah.
So I love that. I love that little, you know, the little.
Yeah, but I have to like try and figure out like other ways. Like I want to tell my stories, but like I have to figure out ways and how to say it so we're on the same page without me getting taken down.
Of course.
And plus, I wasn't sponsored by Grindr, so I don't want to know if Grindr wants me talking about my stories. Like, I know they would, but like I'm trying the best way to just do what I want and just without getting in trouble.
I'm just saying, do what you want to get that bag.
Okay. Right.
But I only do it when it comes to black and gays because I always support my community.
Of course.
And I always say, like, give what you can. When it comes to white people and corporations, you better pay me.
You better pay, bitch.
Check.
Fuck you.
Y'all
pay me.
Been getting free for a lot of this, okay?
And, like, pay me. It's but so I've true always, like, been for my community from beginning to the day I die. Always.
I love that. And and the great thing is, like, even when you try to curate what you do choose to share, you see that.
Yeah.
That's not something that is in the background or I wonder if you know, he capes for us or if he's one of them like cool queers, you know? No, it's
fair.
True. It's true. So it's like, and I like that about your personality is if anything, that's what drew me to you.
Oh.
Like I will say the Dupe stories drew me to you, but the activism kept me there.
Oh, thank you.
Because like, yes, a story is a funny story. Like it's great. It's entertaining, but like understanding, because a lot of people don't understand parasocial relationships. Outside of that, you're still a whole human being. Thoughts, feelings, opinions.
Yeah.
And I like when you do share your opinions, especially if it like uplifts other people, which is important.
But
like,
if also people stand for what you stand for, I could be wrong. I could be like, Donovan, what you said was wrong. We should like cancel you. I will never care. I always stand for what I stand for from beginning to end.
Yep, say it with your whole chest.
Whole chest to the gods.
Love
like,
it.
And I loved your most recent photo as of right now. So when you guys see this, there might be way more photos on Instagram. But right now, your most recent photo is you in this cute short, and you have this like rainbow shirt. It looks like off pink, I think, or pinkish. And you're wearing like these cute little roll-up shorts. And then you have like a little rainbow shirt, and you're like, I dress like this and I still get more girls than guys in my DMs.
This one, the RuPaul t-shirt.
Yes, yes. I love it. I friggin' love it. It's a whole vibe and the caption just drew me in. I'm like, goddamn.
It's obviously so frustrating. It's not to me to be sound like I'm selfish or like, oh, you're extra. It's just like, I'm gay. Full-blown gay. Okay? I don't understand why women are they're begging. They're begging like, please give me a try. Oh, I can change it. You cannot.
What? You can't. Change what? Oh, change who? Oh, is she tired? Did she clock out?
I think so.
Oh, I'm gagged.
She didn't know?
God, how long ago did she clock out?
It's okay. I don't know. Maybe we might have to be like,
it's all good though. It's all good.
Thank God
someone noticed because
I'm
dead.
Okay, well, we're back.
It died?
No, I think it just after a minute was
recording
like,
though?
Yeah, it's recording. Okay. It's recording.
Yeah, I was just so sick and tired of, like, I'm not sick and, like, I know I'm sick and tired of it. I'm tired of the women just being like, oh, I can change you, or you haven't had the right pump, pump. I'm like, I'm highly allergic. Like, I don't want it. I don't want it. And right. I also have to tell people, like, I'm not, like, sexist or, like, nothing. Like, I have no shame on the pump, 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 pump brings life. But, like, the pump can be on a cat, dog, bird, woman, anything. I don't want it.
Thank you.
Only cocky. Cocky could be on the woman. I still want it. Cocky could be on... The man can have two of them. I want it. Like, you know, I just don't want it. The girl can have breasts and cocky. I want it. But I just don't want tacos. Yes. I don't want it.
You know what? It's and the thing is, it's fine. It's what kills me is like, cause me and a group of friends used to talk about this all the time. No, cause I had a friend. I love him. He's fine. He's white, but he's fine. So cute. And he was like, people would joke about, and he would joke about being like, oh, I'm a gold star gay. And I was like, what the fuck? Does that
means
mean?
He didn't come out of a vagina. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize he never came out of a vagina, so he's never touched a pussy in his life. And I'm like, this is really an achievement for you? Like, really? What I have is so hurtful to you. Like,
it's not hurtful. It's just like, see how there's all these options that I only like to not to say like, you know, I just like the spinach one. So like there's like this all, but it's like you just prefer one thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Yeah. And that's fair. I think it's funny that people can be like, oh, let me change your mind. Let me just give me a chance. Because you're an attractive man, period.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No, you are. It's funny. We were kicking about it on the phone. I was just like, he's so cute though. He's so cute. Which is true. You cute. So I can understand why, you know, certain people, certain girls, guys, whatever will be sprung and be like, ooh, like, I wanna, you know, whatever. Yeah. I remember you talked about the coconut caramel and whatnot. Yeah. Right?
I live for that. It's my favorite bio.
I love it. And so, but it's just, I find it unreasonable that, like, people are begged. Like, because...
Beg, no, beg.
My whole thing is, like, you should never want somebody who's settling for you.
True.
Period. Like, you should never want anybody who's settling for you.
Fair.
If you have to beg somebody to be with you, your priorities aren't straight.
Yeah, so true.
You know? It makes me think of, like, those men, like, there are certain men that beg for lesbians, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, or even bisexual.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember being on, like, some kind of app that was for the community, and, like, you get you get more men than women. And you're like, is anybody, you know, not have a dick on my hair? Like, you're in the women looking for women section.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? There's guys being like, guys, oh, we're looking for me and my girlfriend. And
but I do that though.
Them,
on Tinder,
no
I do switch it so that I'm straight. Oh no, I switch it so that I'm a girl. So I can get the straight man on Tinder. I do that.
Are you trying to get the straight man or are you trying to get the DL man?
No, not DL, straight.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, are they really straight men?
No.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, are you really
straight
though?
But it's like, I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like a little king. Knowing that, like, you've never been with a man. Because there's a few times, like, I've talked to a straight guy. I'm like, listen, have you kissed a guy before? No. Okay, come. Let's do this. Let me do it. No, like, yes, I did. Yeah. So there's a few guys out there. That was their first kiss.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not her?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't find that. Okay, so I feel like this lesbian community or like even the bisexual community is so freaking covert. Like, where are these girls? Like,
what do you mean they're out there in the streets?
They're out
you need
there.
To go down to Church Street. Trust
that's
me. Because the one thing that I love, especially about Church Street, because I don't know, for some reason I was just thinking about the queerness in the community the other day and I was just like, I think we were watching RuPaul Drag Race. Probably. But anyways, I was saying, I love our community because when I'm walking down on Church Street, Like, it's the safest I ever feel in my city.
Wait, no. See, that's tea. For you to say that is also tea because, like, recently, like, on Church Street, the same place,
yeah.
There's a lot of POC people that got, like, beat up from bouncers on Church Street and were not allowed in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, and there's actually a few on TikTok, like, a guy got, security just beat the fuck out of him. And, like, and this is a gay place.
Gosh. Well, so then it's, like, maybe, safe to an extent. Maybe I'm stuck then in a time, because there was a time, at least, this was a while ago, where I could be titties out, ass out, like, literally in the tiniest, tiniest of dress, okay? Janet Jackson had nothing on me for hip slip, okay? Full purr.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you think I'm walking, like, I'm not even walking these streets, I'm running these streets the way it was so tiny, okay?
You should have had your man on the leash with you, like,
straight up, okay?
Wow.
Like, I could be out in the tiniest dress, full beat, everything, walking down Church Street, don't even have to bat a lash. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm worried about is other ladies being like, do you need a light? Do you want to smoke? Do you want to smoke? You want to smoke? Are you good? Because, like, especially at least on the straighter side, when you want to look cute and go out to the straight clubs or whatever, it's like, guys are all around, you're saying, trying to grab ass.
Oh, you say, yo, shorty.
I remember being out for at a straight club for parties, and like a couple of my queer friends came with me to the club, even though they weren't 100% comfortable. But like, they really had my back because some of these straight guys are trying to grab me up, literally lift me off of platforms, trying to grab me, kiss me. And like, one of my other friends, shout out to Jonathan, love him. love him. It's my original vanilla daddy. But he would just step in and be like, yo, don't touch my girl.
I don't know why you do that. But I always tell people, like, I don't do shit clubbing no more. I do not. Unless I'm hosting, I do not go to shit clubs. No.
I don't blame you. It's not safe.
It's not even safe. They don't know how to party like the gays. Like, I go, I want to see people on their head top. I want to see, like, broken now, wiggle, jiggle, jiggle. But it's just like, for straights, I feel like it's more of a poppy show. Like, the guys stand there to see a show. The gays, everybody's having fun.
That is so damn true. Have you gone to Yes, Y'all?
Yes, Y'all, 416.
416. Oh my God, it's so much fun. It's a whole nother.
That's literally a gay bashment. Like, a gay bashment.
So much bashment. And I love that people come out in their clothes, they're dressing up. Like, they don't play. You cannot find on the racks what these people are wearing.
It's true.
These people make their damn shit and come and show up looking damn good.
But what I love is, like, with Yes, Y'all, it's not like people are just looking for hookups or anything. No. Like, people are just looking to literally have a good time. I've met some great people at Yes, Yes, Y'all. Yeah. Like, you leave with, like, five new best friends.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
There's so many good-looking people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Good-looking people. People go on stage, people dance on platforms and shit. Speakers. I loved it.
All of it.
And then have you been to, like, Cherry Bomb? I know there's Cherry Bomb. SNL.
I've been at SNL. Cherry Bomb? I haven't been to Cherry Bomb. I've been at SNL.
Club 120 shut down, though, right?
Club 120, shut down.
And The Nest, do they still? Like, how many Nest?
Big Primpin'. Around? Big Primpin' used to be. No, The Nest was SNL. Big Primpin' was at Miss Things.
Oh, okay.
Big Primpin' was fun.
Yeah.
I never went to that.
Really?
No. Oh, you missed out. Trust me. Yeah. Like, even like old places like the Barn, the Barn is long gone.
That was like, people going fuzzy. When I first came out, the bar was open.
Wednesdays. Okay.
Yes, college, student night. College night. Wednesdays.
I was out of college, but I was still going. But I used to go down to, like, literally, I was there, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. Even though I had a full job, like, I would literally work my full day, come home, get something to eat, put on a cute outfit, go down, by myself.
Really?
Yes, who needed friends for a turn up? When you show up, you have a whole bunch of friends.
True.
Half the time, I run into friends when I'm there.
Wow.
That I'm like, oh, hey, girl. Like, they're like, hey. What are you doing? I didn't know you were coming up. Like, neither did I. Like, whatever. And we have a good time.
So, I like that.
Where is it, like, right now, would you say? So if somebody is, you know, new to the community, or, you know, they're in the community and they're just coming back after a hiatus, COVID, you know what I mean? Do you know, like, where's popping right now?
So Church Street is still popping. There's drag shows. There's a drag show at one of my workplaces. I work at I work there.
Okay.
Find out on your own.
I will be.
So yeah, they have drag shows and Cruise and Tango still does drag shows, I know. So yes. Like that's like the okay. closest thing for entertainment.
Right.
Yeah. But like, they like go full out. The queens like give you a show.
Yes. I've been to Cruise and Tangles.
Right,
I
see?
I love Cruise and
I feel like Cruise and Tangles is like the iconic place to go.
They were trying to close it down and build condos over it. Yeah.
What'd you say?
They were trying to build condos. Like they're taking out a lot of Church Street and building condos.
How dare they try to domesticate?
But I feel like Church Street's too small. Like I've been to Montreal. There's St. Catharines. It's long.
Yes,
like,
it is. Forever.
Yeah.
Forever I've gone.
But it's just like the whole Batiman Street. This is what we need in Toronto. Like Church Street's like this. St. Catharines is like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's it's that? Literally St. Like Catharines?
No, Montreal.
In Montreal. Oh, in Montreal. Okay.
Yeah, who's St.
Catharines? Yes, St. Catharines. Yeah, Quebec hair. Québécois.
Oh,
oui.
In LSE. Use some lang over here. But honestly, I feel like, because again, with this whole idea, going back to the very beginning of gatekeeping, it's like, you can only, people like to pick and choose, like, you can't be part of this, you can't be part of that. Like, even growing up, so many times I've been called fag hags. Because, like, it just happened that all of or a chunk of my friends were queer. And it's like, have you ever thought that, like, I'm not a fangirl and that I'm part of the club?
Right.
Like, what is this? Just because I'm not betting you. Like, and it's funny because how you're talking about preferences.
Yeah.
Just because you ain't my preference don't mean you don't have to know.
True. No, for us, speak the facts.
So, you know? So it's like, I kind of have this whole, like, I don't want to say, like, act none and there won't be none, but it's like, I want to live in a world where who you sleep with and who you fuck with behind closed doors doesn't define who you are, period.
Right,
that's
period.
True. No, that's true. No, you're absolutely right, yeah.
And it's like, I at least for myself, I try to normalize it and not make it be like a defining quality, like my queerness is my defining quality, where some people are like, hi, I'm a lesbian.
True.
Right. It's like, and what else? And a lesbian. Like,
you know, yeah, it's so true.
Like, fair. I just because we then fall into stereotypes, right?
Right.
And it's just like, everybody's more than that. Everyone's more, like, I love that you don't shy away from your sexuality or the fact that, like, you know what? Me love cocky. And what?
But I always tell people, like, okay, so, like, when it comes to that, I always tell people, because when I was growing up, I've never changed. Like, you can even ask my mom, I've been myself since I popped out that lady, like, you know? So people would always ask me, like, why is your voice so high? Why are you always hanging with girls? Are you gay? And I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know. But everyone always said Donovan is just Donovan. Always. So when it comes to the whole, like, LGBTQ, it's just to categorize so someone can understand.
Right.
In the sense,
I get it. It's more for them than for you.
Yeah.
Really, it's so true.
Like, I'm just
and I'm not making these. And I don't want to call straight people like squares.
The normies.
But you know, making these squares just they have to like, you know, compartmentalize for the world to make sense to them.
Yeah.
When some things just don't make sense, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, fruits are fruits, but then there's apples and oranges for you to understand like what it does.
Right. Yeah. And what I like too is that this generation. Or at least these young up and coming generations, these teens now they're into fluidity, like in gender fluidity, sexuality fluidity. Nobody wants a label. Like, I know a friend of mine has you know, one of her children is making them a modern family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Has a sexual identity that is queer. She's part of the queer community.
Yeah.
And her mom is extremely, extremely traditional. Like, extremely traditional.
Oh no.
So, this friend of mine is a little bit, you know, like, you know, whatever, she's kind of going through a phase, blah, 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 blah. But the daughter's like, no, don't put a label on me. Like, I'm going to be with who I want to be with. If I'm with someone of same sex, I'm with someone of same sex, but don't call me a lesbian.
Fair.
Don't call me that.
Yeah.
Don't,
so she's non-binary. They are non-binary.
Yes. Right. She's non-binary. Exactly. So she's just like, I'm just living my life, and whoever I like is whoever I like. And I love the idea of that, too. Like, you don't always have to put someone in a box or put yourself in a box to make other people. You know what I mean? Like, be who you are. If you want a label and you claim that label, claim it. But if you just want to live and be part of the wind, have you ever heard the wolf fly?
No, but it's facts.
Literally,
no, like,
be you.
Like, I try to raise my daughter as matter of fact and as open and stuff. And like, you know her, she's a smart girl.
Yeah.
She got a little bit too much lip. Yeah. That's my fault, but it's good. I love it. I love it though.
I like
because
that.
Can you imagine hearing a 6-year-old when you tell her something out of pocket and she tells you you're trying it?
I am the one today. I am. Yes, let's go.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that's her though. That's her, and I love it.
No, like, but see, that was like me when I was 6. Like, I was trying everybody. Like, I was that kid. Like, everybody. Like, sir, why do you look like that? Tell me. Like, I was trying everybody. Yeah. But I was just bad. Like, I grew up in the ghetto. Like, you know, like, I was bad.
That's so funny. No, but she's cute because she can tell when you're telling her something that's like, you know, when people try to sugarcoat shit for kids?
True.
She knows the sugarcoat. Okay. And she'll tell you, you're trying it. and people don't know what to do with it. They're like,
where'd you come from?
Yes, right? Yeah. And it catches me sometimes because she'll tell me, she's like, Mom, you trying it. I'm like, you need to try it in your room.
I think it's always in the air these days. I was at the park the other day with my kids, who I told, you know, don't get wet because it was splash pad.
Oh,
on the lakefront.
Okay.
I told these kids, okay, you know what? We're here to go to the park only. I'm like, can we swim and get wet? I'm like, no, because you're coming home in my car. So I let them out, and there was no parking. I'm like, I'll drive around, find some parking. I finally find parking. I go to the park, no black kids. I go to the splash pad, no black kids in the splash pad. Then I see 3 little heads bobbing in the lake, okay? 3 little heads, all 3 of my boys in the damn lake. Done, finished.
Wash up.
Bobbing, and then I only saw 2 heads for a while. I'm like, Jesus. And then my youngest, who loves swimming, okay? Yeah. But these kids have so much attitude. So as I'm sitting there watching my kids, I see this family beside me, so cute. And the son was so adorable. He was like 1 foot nothing. And then they have like a little 2-year-old daughter who was like minus 1 foot, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the son like, aw. And he's like, all of a sudden our eyes lock and the kid's like, hey you, what you looking about me for? And I'm like, oh my God. And the dad's holding him and the dad looks at me and starts laughing.
Hello, Children's Services? Like, what? Right?
And I'm like, I'm looking at you because you're so cute. He's like, oh, thank you. And then he runs off like an angel.
Yes.
I'm like, God damn, these kids wild. These days. Like,
no, it's this generation. They're fucked.
Yes, they're wild.
I don't
they grew up too fast.
They did.
I guess. But that's also because we're challenging certain things that are happening now. Because
It depends on the parents.
Well, I was going to say, because like I teach my daughter at least, like, because she'll ask me, Mom, can there be families where there's 2 dads or 2 moms? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, of course. Like, technically, you have 2 dads right now. Like, a dad and a stepdad. Yeah. Like, hey.
Right?
You know, like.
My kids might have 2 moms real soon. Because
right? So it's like, I try to make her understand, like, that's a normal thing for some people.
Because they're not teaching that in school.
No, they're not teaching in school, exactly. But not even that. No, her school actually talks about it a little bit.
Mm. Catholic or public?
Public. Mm. But, like, my own family will challenge that because they'll be like, why is she saying that family's gonna have 2 moms and 2 dads?
Of course.
Of course. Of course, you know? And so, and I'm telling my mom, I'm like, because they can. Like, what do you mean?
She's and
like,
men can well, have kids too, but go on.
Right?
You.
And it's like,
thank you.
And she's like, well, I don't want her to think that that's normal. And I'm like, but
what?
That
is normal
for some people. Right. It may not be her life or our life right now.
Was she born in Jamaica?
That's
why. You guys, for the people that are born in Jamaica, you can't come to Canada and tell people, oh, that's not right,
and
that's not left, that's not
that.
Right.
Like,
bye.
And people from the Caribbean in general, people from any back home.
Yeah.
When they come
any
to the
yard.
West. Yeah, any kind of yard. Really. Like, when they come to the West, you're all shocked. But it's like, embrace the beauty here. And I love the idea that these new generations have of just accepting people for what it is. For who you are.
Like, they need to understand that they're from back home. You guys can be sent back home. Canada will stand for the Batuman and the Batigalimo for
so
you,
true.
Period.
So
remember
true.
That.
So
what?
Yes. Like, yeah,
that's
it's funny because like a lot of younger people, you know, are going to be creating these families.
Yeah.
They're gonna be these modern families. So
and they wanna force it too. Like I also said if I have a kid, I'm gonna like if I have a kid and they're gonna see a man and woman kissing, that is wrong.
I'm dying because I saw a TikTok like that where it's like, you know, I've seen all these parents growing up with their sons telling them that they're gonna be heartbreakers and a ladies' man, like, my child's gonna be gay.
Yeah.
So he's a full queen.
Oh, there's a white lady, right? Is it a white lady?
Yes.
Yes, I saw
that. I was dead. I was like, yes, give them all the heart attacks, please, and thank you. Well, because, like, I'm just so tired of being told what's normal, what's conventional, what's this, what's that, and the next thing you know, people hide who they are or do things behind closed doors, put themselves in problems and not in a good way, you know? And it's like, problems happen because people are trying to hide certain things rather than just accept certain things happening. Like, even in straight life or whatever, people hiding is that they're having sex, next thing you know, they have a pregnant girlfriend or they're pregnant, and you know, 16 and pregnant, turning to teen mom, and parents don't know what to do and hide and make up shit.
Well, remember, that's the norm. That's what we want, men and women.
Not in this household. Period.
And I feel like a lot of it, too, stems from religious, you know, backgrounds, right? Religious beliefs. And I don't like when people use religion as some sort of shield to justify why they're homophobic or transphobic. And this
but
and
the
that.
Bible doesn't even talk about those things.
No, it doesn't. It,
that's like, the tea.
And what's funny is, like, because I come from a very religious family as well. Like, my background, like, if I told my, I told my mom I was bi, and she was like, what? you mean you put your mouth off? Like, I'm like, mother, shut your mouth. But this is how I summed it up to, like, my part of the family that was very religious. And I say a lot of outlandish things. My family, they have no filter, okay? So if you can be no filter, shocked.
Yeah, if you can shock a non-filter.
Where my mouth might end up as a bi, I can shock you right back, okay? Yeah, so I told him, I'm like, okay, so you believe in God? I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm like, you believe God made, you know, the solar systems. He made the seasons. He put us on a time zone where the leaves know to change color exactly to when to fall from the trees.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
know when to sprout buds again in summertime. The animals know when to go hibernate. Mm-hmm. They know when to wake up. Our digestive systems, it's intricate. It's so, everything about this world is so specific and so intentional. And this same God who's worrying about all these systems, putting all this in motion, is worrying who's eating my cacac. Like, I'm sorry. Yo, my family just start laughing. They just start laughing because they're like,
it's true.
It's true. Like, but that's we don't got time to worry who's doing what, who's in what hole, and when he's busy making this whole planet.
And this is my whole tea. This is my whole tea, especially when you hear, because a lot of times it's always the straight men that
patriarchy
men. Mm-hmm. I have to put that in heavy quotes. Men that cry the loudest and complain the hardest about oh I don't need this gay shit around me and blah blah blah. And it's like, just say you want your dick sucked.
Period.
Right? Like, just say it with your whole chest. Just say you're jealous. Right?
But I actually like what's happening right now, just because like the mandem have been hailing me up. Like, they're like, yo, your videos are so funny. I'm like, me, whoa.
I see I book that and I was like, yes. Me. Yes. You know, but I love that. I love
me
that.
Too.
That's the way it should be. It should, people should understand that, like, just because somebody else is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, funny still funny.
That, and you're enjoying funny that doesn't challenge who you are as a person.
But that's what they say it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you like pussy, if you're a man who likes pussy, and you're enjoying content from somebody who's queer who doesn't like pussy, why are you mad? He's not gonna come take the pussy from you. He probably wants your dick before that. Not saying that. Not to say. I understand. Yeah. Not everybody who's gay.
We have to press it on again.
Oh, fuck.
It. Is it dead?
How can you tell?
When it goes in.
It's just, I don't know. I think it's because it's on for a minute.
Oh, when it goes on too long, it just shut up.
Yeah, it's like an auto shut up. Okay, it's good. Okay. I have to stitch this shit together.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I was going to say, not every person who's gay is interested in every man.
Yeah, no.
Because there's always preferences, options, like how you like blondes and brunettes or redheads. There's different flavors for every single person too. So don't just assume you're a man, therefore people want you. That's the same mistake a lot of even men in general make with women.
Yep.
I'm a man, therefore you should want me. No.
Yep.
Problem, red flag.
Biggest red flag, because at least for me, nobody wants no dry pocket man.
Thank you. Okay. Oh my God.
See, for me it's different. Like, I don't really look at no one's money. I make my own. Like, I don't want, like, you know, because my karma is different. Like, I feel like if I already be like, oh, buy me this, buy me that, like, I'm not gonna have nothing. Like, I'm that person. Like, if we're all going there, I'll buy the bill first. Like, you know, I don't just how I am. I just don't wait on nobody.
And I rate that, because I like to be that way too, in the sense of like, I don't need certain things from you because I can provide for myself. but you're also not going to be an expense on my sheet.
True.
And it's so funny because I explained this to a man just this morning on my way here. Okay? I'm not kidding. I was buying the Krispy Kremes. Well, you can show the box. But I was buying Exhibit A and I was lost. Okay? On my way here. So I had to ask someone for directions. And the man was just like trying to hit on me like, oh, where you going? Can I come too? Da-da-da-da-da. And then I had to explain to him like, sir, do you have a good job? Sir, are you working? Do you have money? And I was blunt. I'm like, do you go down? Do you No, the guy was like, yeah, you give me the 10th degree. And but I had to explain to these men that it's not always that, like, I'm looking for men to buy me things. Like, but yes, gold diggers do need love too.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking for a man to buy me things. I told that to the guy. Me asking you that doesn't even mean I want your pockets. It just means, like, yo, I'm a woman. When you consider how many times a woman gets chopped in a day, especially if you like to put a little makeup on and a good wig, goddamn, when I'm not wearing a wig, no man's bugging me. That man ain't trying to get in my car and come with me. Nowhere. With my wigs on. But the moment my wig and lashes are on, it's like, these men just want to, like, put a wig and lashes right here. That's who y'all want to take. That's what y'all want. All you guys want is a wig and lashes. Every girl that thinks she's ugly is just a wig and lashes away from having the man for a dream. Or just any man. A dick. Okay?
Good.
So I had to tell him, though, me asking you if you have money and these things is just a way to filter out these men. Because if I say yes to every guy that wants my number or every guy that wants attention, like, I won't have a life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Men's job is to holler at bitches all day. Like, you know what I mean? Or women or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, that's why some of us do it. And that's mainly why I do it. Because I'm like, I just ain't got time. So just get turned off. Thank God you got turned off. That's like 50% of them guarding. You know what I mean?
But here's the joke. I used to do that. Mm-hmm. Because guys would holler left, right, center, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, okay, so what's your bank account saying? Oh, don't worry. I got money, girl. I'm like, then can you give me $100 right now? Well, why would I do that? You said you have money.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, I'm not doing that unless something else is involved. Why does something else have to be involved? That sounds like a broke person to me. That sounds like somebody broke to me. You know?
And that's the thing. Like, they want to have you lay down in bed, no problem. And that is kind of me being naked. You know what I mean? Like, my body is all I have for myself to feel comfortable. Men, their money is where they build their pride to feel comfortable. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can take care of myself. I can provide for a family. So don't ask me to be laying on my back unless you want to pull out them stacks.
Oh, trust me.
Like, you know what I mean?
You've heard the story. Not heard the story. I had to read this man for filth.
Okay.
Because I was out with one of my girlfriends. And there was a group of guys there. This one guy in particular was trying to holler at me, okay? Holler hard, like, and grind me, because he just straight up asked me, like, oh, what color drawers you got on, girl? What? You should tell me what color drawers you paid for? You got on. Right? And I'm like, who are you? He's like, oh, no, worry about that. You should give me your number, just trying to push for the number. And I'm like, what's your bank account saying, though? Because I'm not trying to hang out with no broke nobodies, because I already got bills to pay. I don't need another one.
True.
Yep.
Oh, I got money. Don't worry about that. I'm like, so then can you give me $200? Oh, why should I have to give you money when I get... I'm like, well, why not? You want to be with me, so what's the issue?
Right.
Oh, well, I can get three girls to be with me for $200. I'm like, so then go get them.
Then go, sir.
Go get them. If that fits your budget.
But that doesn't make sense, though. Like, you should have just gave it to you in the first place.
Because we already know the truth. He don't got none, okay? Yeah. So he's trying to talk in circles, trying to joke about, oh, what's your name? Is your name Sharon? May I call you Sharon?
Sharon.
I'm like, you can call me whatever you want. You still not getting this number, though.
Call me Karen, because I'm calling your manager.
Right? I need to speak to you. Right? So then he's like, oh, why do you have to be so difficult? Why do you have to be so this? I'm like, look. And he's like, because he's getting mad at me about harping about the money. Look, I'm like, sir, look at yourself. You're old enough to be my grandfather, okay? I'm not trying to walk around looking like a PSW next to you with your gray hair, old, dry-up looking self, and you can't even put $200 in my wallet.
Fair.
So, no, you're not going to get my number. Fair. And all the guys around him were like, shit. Like, they just... Because he was around his group of guys. He was trying to gas himself up.
I would have walked away if I was
there. Yeah, right? So deflated that whole thing flat door. So to a point that the next time I was in that area and those group of people were there, I seen him, but at first I didn't even recognize him because the man went color his hair, put on fresh outfit, every like.
Oh, you read him to he had to fix up.
Yeah, all at to the point that I barely recognized him. No, he, the way he looked so young after, I was like, oh, that's you. Shit. Okay. I guess.
Daddy
you know, makeover.
Just for men. Got its call. Good.
Not just for men.
No game, just for men.
All of it. All of it. Every single drop. Oh my God.
So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So online dating. This reminds me of online dating because poor guy, just get it done up. But how do you feel about online dating when people slide into your DMs? And like, what would get your head to turn versus like, you know, especially when you're an influencer, you get a lot of people in your DMs. Like, what that pisses me off is I'll be quiet for a week, and then I post a picture, and then all of them in your DMs,
yeah.
And no one's bugging you, and it's like, goddamn, you all didn't know I was here 2 weeks ago, bored, home, sad, lonely, eating freaking Cheetos in my bed.
Yeah.
But you post one pic, and all of a sudden you're popular. So. I'm sure you have a lot of people in your DMs. Like, how do you kind of filter through?
It doesn't say, like, I'm humble. Like, I just, like, for me, like, I understand where they're coming from. But, like, I'm a very, I'm just a very picky person. In the sense, like, if you want me, I don't want you. I want to fight for it. Yeah. I want to fight for it. If I know you don't want me, you're going to have me. Like, that is my goal.
You're
not
leaving. You're a true man. I'm opposite. Yeah. I'm opposite. Because I'm just, like, I need to know that you want me.
Really?
Right. Yeah, because like I don't want to say I'm lazy, but it's like yeah. I don't want to feel like I have to fight for your love. I'm not on no competition. This ain't no flavor.
But it's
love.
Like to me, it's like a kink. Cause like if I know I didn't get you and I have you now, like yes, we did it. But if I know like oh I want him, I know you want me. Like what do you want? Yo. Here, take it.
Well, like okay, it's different because it's just kind of like I don't want to. I don't want to like if I want you, like I'm interested. I'm not. You'll never know.
Fair.
You'll never know. Maybe I might put myself in a certain situation that I'm in your presence and like, you know, think kind of maneuver in that way.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not putting in all that work.
No, because there's this guy literally on Grindr, like every morning, hey, I have not responded. Hey, how are you, daddy? Hello, are you alive? Are you dead? I'm like, I don't know.
Because they're probably seeing you post. They're probably following you. They don't
know.
Some
people actually still don't know me. Like a lot of people know me. Some people don't. He does not. Know me from anywhere.
Okay.
But he's like harassing me like every day. Like if I didn't put some disturb or do not disturb me, it would have been going off. Like you would have heard. I'm like, oh my God, I can't. But I saw like when it's stuff like that, it's just like I know you want me. I don't want it. If I know I cannot have you and I have to fight for it, I'm going to
gotta
win.
Put in that work.
Yes. That's where it is for me.
I like that. See, that goes with my theory. This is what I love about being like a sultry woman because men love rejection. Like men love it. Like they love what they can't have. Yeah. And not necessarily rejection when you. And I'm not talking about like obviously when you're like slapping them in the face now, but like it is true. They like when you play hard to get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me as a woman guy, like I like it too. Like I love playing hard to get. You know what I mean? Like I don't like just giving in right away. I like to be like.
Oh, that's I'll make you work for it, but yeah, like,
put them in the
ring. But I'm not gonna do that all that though. I'm not
like,
gonna
put you got money? Do you have a resume? Do you got GICs? Do you got mutual funds? Do you own assets? Like, you know, literally.
No, but it's like, okay, with my current situation right now, when we were first, just even talking before we became official and any of that, I literally just said to him, I'm like, look, if you're trying to be around in my space and be in my life, I'm looking for somebody who's trying to add to my peace and not disturb it.
Fair.
So, if you want to be and have access, like, you need to come prepared. Like, don't come to me broke.
Yeah.
Don't come, like, and I put my certain deal breakers, like, don't do the A, B, C, and D, whatever. And to his full credit, he always came at me correct. There was a point where this man was like, not to spill too much of his tea, but let's just say his pockets weren't where he wanted them to be. Mm. This man was not trying to talk to me. I was just like, what's going on? He's like,
See, because you guys did that, though. That's what I mean. Like, when it comes to, like, that, like, I don't do that. Like, I'm that person, like, if I have a dollar, we both have 50 cents.
Yeah.
You know, like, I start from the bottom. We're both taking buses. We're both getting a transfer until we both get a car. Like, I want to start from the bottom. So, like, if you're going to do
and
this
work
with me.
Up with somebody.
Yeah.
I believe in that, too. I like that shit. But it's just, like, I like to know that we're both working and not, like, because I've been... like dragging people up, like you know, like having people on my coattails, hanging on for dear life, you know, because I was trying to work, but I like having somebody who I feel like is my equal.
Yeah.
So that, like you said, if I have a dollar one day and you don't, we both have 50 cents, yeah. And vice versa.
Yeah.
You have a dollar and I don't, we both have 50 cents.
Yeah.
Right. And see, so, my thing, I'm slightly different in the sense that, like, girl, I've been burned.
Yeah.
And them scars is fresh. They feel, yeah, fresh. It's like yesterday. You know, you get burned and then you, yeah, go under hot water and it's like, ah!
Yeah.
That's how I feel because, yeah, like, when I feel like if I'm in a relationship, I do not believe a relationship should be 50-50. I believe a relationship should be 200%.
Fair.
I'm 100%. I'm stable. I'm healthy. I'm good. Mm-hmm. You're stable. Nobody's 50-50. Like, two half people can't be one person. They always talk about two become one. No. Two needs to become two stronger people. You understand?
Yeah.
So if I can afford to buy a house and you can afford to buy a house, we can live somewhere and rent somewhere and invest. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just want to be that much further ahead with my partner. And like, and especially when you have kids too, like, people don't realize, like, I can't play fucking Russian roulette with my life right now. Like, you know what I mean? Dick roulette at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you're just hoping that, okay, at least the D's good. No. I need to know that, okay, the D's good, but you got some money in the bank. You're okay, you can at least support yourself. You know what I mean? Like, not even to support me.
Yeah.
Just, if you can support yourself, I can support myself. During hard times, we can figure it out. You know what I mean?
But yeah, somebody who's, yeah, essentially your equal.
Yeah.
You're equal. Because, right, it's just like, you know, if I'm not feeling well, I know I got somebody looking out for me because, yeah, they got their shit up. And, right, if they're not feeling well, I can look out for them because they got their shit up. But,
and,
like,
and I'm not asking for something that I don't have. You understand?
Yes.
So many men want a girl. Oh, I want her to have the boobs, the this, the that. But then you don't have friggin' 6 flash washboard abs. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of men want all these expectations for women. Oh, she got to, yeah, dress right. She got to do this right. Did you wake up and brush your teeth this morning, sir? But you want women with full long lashes and this and that. You know what
but
I mean?
But not even that. The what kills me is, like, I want a girl who's hair is done, nails done, lash, like, looking good,
but
with no makeup.
Fairy tales,
with,
yeah,
no makeup.
Right, right.
And it's like, it's, yeah, it's a whole unrealistic, yeah, expectation. I want a girl who has big boobs, small waist, and a fat ass, but with no surgery. And it's like,
right, no surgery.
Yeah, and it's like, let's make it make sense.
Right. Because,
yeah,
I want that 1%.
But here's the joke, though. The joke about all of that is always those guys with all those crazy expectations, and then a girl says, I want a man who can pay for a date. Oh, she's a gold digger. Throw her away. This is why women are trash. Da, 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 da. And it's like,
but I feel like it's a manda mentality.
We just
like,
one
they're
thing.
Sick. Like, well, how they think about life and girls, like, they're sick. Like how do you guys even think about that? Like, why is that even a thought in your head? Rather than.
Tell me now,
just
though.
Just stick
about your pom-pom.
Mine? Tight.
I want to hear about your pom-pom.
My pom-pom is toint, toint, toint. It's cute, actually.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people begging for it.
A lot of people. I,
yeah,
love it. I just love when our men in the community refer to their pom-pom. I have heard when we were talking, you said apparently some people get offended.
Oh, yeah, that one girl.
Why are you getting offended when our Mr. Sisters talk about their pom-pom?
It's not even that. I understand where she's coming from, but, like, she made it seem like we're discrediting women and that women, like, are battling this thing when it comes to, like, birthing and,
yeah,
the vagina. Like, I get it. But what you're not going to do is make it seem like I wasn't crediting them. It's just like, I'm a man. Like, I understand. Like, for girls, like, some girls like, yo, suck my dick. Do you guys know, like, about the whole, like,
yeah,
some men can't even produce sperm. Some men can't even get the dick card. Some men don't even have dicks. But you're going to be like, oh, suck my dick. Like, it's the same thing, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, when it comes to me, like, I just am so comfortable in my skin. Like, I like to do things that piss people off. Like, what boys are not supposed to do, I like to do. I can't,
right,
paint my nails. Nails are painted.
Yes.
I can't have pink hair. My hair is pink. Like, you know?
Right.
So it's just like, I have a pom-pom. Like, you know, men should have pom-pom. I have one. What are you going to do? Fight,
yes,
me? You want to see it?
Yeah. So it's just like, are you mad because he gets no cycles?
In, but I was like, I'm ready for it. Like, if you're going to come for me, I'm the right person to come for it. I have,
yeah,
an answer for everything. Why is the sky blue? I have an answer for that. So it's just like, she tried it and, like, she got it. She got it. Like, everyone was going at her like,
mm-hmm,
oh, you're discrediting women. I'm like, how am I discrediting women? There's still women out there that have pom poms and still can't have the baby come out your pom pom. Like,
facts.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're the one that's discrediting them, if anything. Like, you know? But it's like, when it comes to the community, like, it's just like, one is one, two is two. But it's just like, for them, like, you have to be one or you have to be two. You,
right,
know what I mean?
Black,
yes,
and white. The world,
yeah,
is still black and white for them. And it's like, you have issues. If someone naming their own body, what they want to name their body, bothers you,
yeah,
bitch, like, you could be using your better time to scrub your pom-pom. If it's that important to you, go scrub it out, clean it out,
Just wax say you talk, need Kinestin.
Instead of worrying
just
about him.
Just say you need Kinestin.
Girl, right. And so just call it a day. Call it a day. Exactly.
But she was, like, she was very, damn. She was livid.
She
but
was
it's just like.
And scratchy. I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Yeah. But she said to tell me that how, like, all the LGBT community doesn't know what it means to give birth. That threw me out the fucking window. Like,
oh my God. Stop huh? it now.
What does that mean?
Do you know L is part of the LGBTQ and they can give birth?
Yeah.
And other people? Like,
trans can give birth. Non-binary exactly. can give birth. Yeah. There's still men that are born with dicks and vaginas.
Intersex,
like, there's
exactly.
women born with both. There's like, it's endless. Like,
right.
an apple, like, I don't know. Like, a body, like, can have a whole bunch of things at once. What are you going to do? But it's just for them to categorize it. Like, what are you really? Meanwhile, that person has all the body parts. But, like, what is this easier for them? Like, are you a boy? Are you a girl? Are you they? Are
right,
you them?
Right.
But it's like, that person's like, I don't know. Because, like, I have everything.
Both, right.
Yeah. So it's just like,
and
why discredit them?
And I get annoyed when the conventionals get upset about things.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, she's most likely heterosexual.
Yeah.
Female, you know what I mean? Getting all mad. Like, life has been good to y'all.
Yeah.
Get over it that he wants to call his self a pum-pum or whatever his part's a pum-pum.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the same way that, for example, that's like the people defending the Confederate flag. Like, you know what
oh
I mean?
God,
like,
right?
stop it. Relax.
Right?
Who cares? You're here fighting. You're dying on a hill that no one gives a damn about. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
for real.
Sit down and relax.
I think she just wanted your cocky and she was mad that you're calling it a
that's her business. But it's just like, you picked the right one to argue with. Like, you picked the right one. Like, I'm not going down. I stand for what I stand for.
Oh my God.
Always.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, we'll wrap ourselves up. I want you to let our viewers know, though, where they can find you, connect with you, keep with you.
Okay, so you can find me
on... It went in, though, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, goddamn, I'm
look at you. You caught up.
Yes, baby.
You caught up.
You put me on notice. Okay? And I hope our phone conversation got in on there, because I'll be pissed.
If not, it'll be recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, let our viewers know where they can connect with you, find you, follow you. All of that good stuff.
So they can find me on Instagram at... It's closed again.
Yeah,
oh my God, where's the battery? Is it dead? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the battery's dead. That's fine.
Okay.
We swapped the battery.
Perfect.
Okay, well, let's at least record the outro for the mic.
Yep,
and then we'll
do audio. Yep, we'll do audio right now. Perfect.
Okay. So, connect. Let us know where they can.
So, you guys can find me on your social media platforms on Instagram at obumbarascloud, obumbarascloud. Or seeing if they want to shut me down, Pum Pum Master Blaster. And on TikTok. Yeah, that's it that I have. That's not, no, don't add me on Snapchat. I'll block you. But yeah. Well, guys, well, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much.
Our pleasure,
it has been absolutely awesome. Like, you are just a force to be reckoned with. And I'm loving every minute of it. And I hope all of our viewers definitely go check me out.
Support.
Wonderful, wonderful guest here. He's the best. Support the movement, support the community.
Support black business and don't be black, period.
Exactly. And support the podcast.
Yes.
You know, let's just end this out on your beautiful tattoos really quickly.
Oh, thanks.
I love your tattoos.
Don't
you
have like a kiss
on
your neck?
I have a kiss on my neck.
Goddamn. Like, do men put their lips on that?
Men and women, like, all the time. They don't.
I'm tempted.
See,
I'm
they
lie.
Do. Sometimes they're like, they go in for it. They're like, you're so hot. And just kiss me. I'm like, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't fucking
touch me. It's not an invitation.
It's not, but these people live for it. But I'm like, you know what? Do as you please. Just leave me alone.
Exactly. Just stay away from my
home. Period. Ask permission. Get consent. Consent is key.
Loving it.
And we always have to remember, Black lives and Indigenous lives matter today, yesterday, and tomorrow, forever and always.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
I love that. And I do see you have a star and like a moon.
Yeah, I'm not Muslim. So the Muslim one is, they don't touch. These are touching. So me and my best friend's mom, we were just at a tattoo place. We're like, what do you want to get? I'm like, you want to get a star and a moon? And we got it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just on a whim like that?
Yeah, randomly,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have zero tattoos, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Mercedes-Benz.
Not one, girl. Trust me. I got the Benz Panamero. Yeah. But it's funny because I said if I ever did get a tattoo, I wanted to get Chinese characters that say like something proverbial on the inside of my
But you have to go to someone old school and get them to write it for you. I'm
oh,
being
for
honest
sure.
With
no,
you.
I study Mandarin. So
oh, wow.
I know.
Okay, cool.
I would definitely do my research and make sure it says. But I wanted to say something like, he who enters might enter with caution, for you might not.
come out.
And see, I would do something stupid. I'd be like, are we dining in or takeout? Like, that's what I would write.
But I'm getting mine on the inside of, like, my vagina lip. So it's like...
Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, and then I'll, like, have sex with, like, an Asian guy that, like, speaks Mandarin, a Chinese guy. And I'll just be like, he'll be scared. I just want to see his face. Like...
Do you know how painful that's gonna be?
Oh, I'm not actually doing it.
Oh, I was gonna say, damn.
It's like a if I ever had the balls.
Okay.
I would never.
I'm gonna stop us, by the way.
Bye, guys.